Brayhead Clan beat Hull Stingrays by 8-4 tonight. A big win for them. With me is Shane Lust. Shane, you weren't among the scorers, sadly, but a great result all the same for the team.
Yeah, exactly. It was a big first period. We came up with 5 goals, and losing Ash Goldie at the very beginning of the game was some adversity, but it showed some team character the way we came out tonight.
Again, it just shows without Ash and Ed McGrain, who have scored a lot of points for the team this year, still scoring 8 goals is something to behold.
Yeah, that's, I think, a reason why we're in second. You know, we got some depth in this lineup, and guys stepped up that put some big points up tonight, and it was a great result for us.
Joel Champagne getting 2, Bergen getting 2 as well, and a few other goals dotted around as well. Is that the most pleasing thing about tonight, or perhaps the performance overall?
Yeah, I mean, just for our team, you know, Hull's kind of had our number this year, and I think that beating them or getting 8 goals on them finally, a big win for us against them.
Hitting form at the right time as well. We're into the last couple of months of the season. 3 points ahead of Sheffield in the league table now. A point behind Hull in the Gardiner Conference table. It's just a matter of keeping it going, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. We want that. You want that second place, so you need to win your conference. And these are conference points that we need. And you know, we got some big conference games coming up. We're back in Hull next Wednesday, and we've got to keep it rolling. We can't let up at any game now with only 12 left.
You talked about going down to Hull. You also got to go to Fife on Saturday and Coventry on Sunday as well. 2 more big games, 2 big road games, difficult games as well. With this run of form behind you, can you go there and get all the points?
Yeah, we need to. Fife at home has always been a tough game, and they've beaten Dundee and won a few games here lately, one in Hull. And we need to be prepared because they're going to be ready for us.
How high is the confidence among the team right now? I mean, those wins at the weekend obviously would have helped. Another win tonight would have also increased that even further.
I think we brought the emotion from the Edinburgh game into the first period. As you could see, we were all up and ready to go and full of confidence after that 4-3 shootout win.
You certainly were. I mean, 5 goals. Is there a feeling that you maybe could have got a bit more in that period?
Yeah, I think we had a lot of chances, and we just wanted to get a lot of shots on Bouncy, and it worked out for us. And he's made some big saves against us this year, so it was nice to kind of break that wall.
I mean, you've lost 3 big players in Kyle Jones, Ed McGrain and Ash Goldie. How do you compensate for that out there?
Guys like me, we got to step up, and all the other guys, we got to step up and fill those roles, because those are our 3 big dogs, and just play our hardest out there. And I think it was a good character win tonight.
You'll enjoy tomorrow then. Do you get a day off tomorrow?
Yeah, it's an optional skate, so we'll see how it goes.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Shane.